Hello, friends, and welcome to the No Bad Shifts podcast, a show for nursing students, new nurses, and all those in healthcare devoted to helping others and making the world for patients a better place. I'm Nurse Suda, your host, here to offer nursing tips, stories, motivation, and conversations with some of my favorite healthcare professionals so we can better learn to collaborate to make the hospital a more positive and supportive environment. Remember, with the right mindset, you really can learn from every day, and there really are no bad shifts. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of No Bad Shifts. I'm Nurse Duda, and today I want to talk about things that you can do right now while you are starting nursing school to help prepare you to get your very first job as a nurse. So I know nursing school is like this huge, big mountain that you need to tackle, and sometimes it's hard to be excited about getting your first job or really even think about steps you should be taking to get that job because you're too stressed about your pharmacology test on Friday that it feels almost impossible to even think about graduating, passing the NCLEX, and getting a job. And if that is at all how you feel, I can totally relate because while yes, I did do some things while I was in school to help prepare me to get a job, I really didn't start applying until I graduated and officially passed the NCLEX to really start submitting applications. And if I could go back and give myself any advice, I would say, I don't know, when you're like halfway through school, just start applying to things. Or even if you're not ready to apply, I still believe there are things that you can be doing from almost the moment that you start nursing school all the way throughout that will totally set you up to get your first job so much more easily. So I know I told you guys before that it took me a while to get a job. It took me a solid 6 months, and I did have connections and I did have friends that got jobs, and I tried reaching out to tons of people. I tried cold calling. I tried messaging people on LinkedIn, and I still had a really hard time. And now granted, this was back in 2018. So I know times are different now. I feel like new nurses are being recruited left and right. But even still, like you finish nursing school, you graduate, you want to get the job in the hospital that you want to work in the specialty that excites you. And whatever that looks like, I believe that you deserve to get it. So why not set yourself up to be in the best possible position when you graduate by taking little steps along the way? So that's like my overarching advice for all these points that I'm going to touch on, is to really just start early and do it incrementally. So when a patient gets admitted to the hospital, like, of course, yes, we work on all of the immediate problems and work on fixing them. But almost as soon as they are admitted, we are immediately talking about their discharge because we want to know, where are they from? Who's their support system? How do they get around? Do they have a primary doctor? And we don't want to find out that we need to correct all of these things the day that we're trying to discharge them. Like, we want to know early on, like, are they going to need a walker? Are they going to need a commode? Do we need to help set them up with some kind of primary doctor? How do they get around to go to their appointments? But that is like what we have our case managers and our social workers there for. And they really help facilitate this whole thing. So when discharge comes, we are ready to send them. And getting your first job is just like this. You know, if you wait like I did, you're going to have to wait even longer to probably really get that first job. Whereas if you start early on, get things in order, start talking to people, get your resume going, be updating your list of references and getting letters along the way, I think you will graduate and realize how prepared you are to actually get that job if you didn't already get one. So my goal with this is to give you some pieces of advice so that you can start implementing this right now wherever you are in nursing school and see if it gets you closer to getting a job as soon as you get that degree. So the biggest piece of advice that I can give you that I didn't figure out until way late into nursing school is for when you are at your clinicals and literally working on the floors. I mean, this is the place that you want to work. So this is the place to put your best foot forward. And I want you to take notice if you are ever working on a floor that you absolutely love, if you feel like the manager is super supportive, if it seems like they take care of their new nurses, if it seems like it's a really safe unit, like, you know, staffing looks appropriate. that the nurses feel safe to ask questions, that people work together and people are kind and supportive. If you notice these kinds of things and you also enjoy the patient population, I want you to put your big boy or girl scrub pants on and walk right into that manager's office and introduce yourself. Or ask one of the nurses or ask your clinical instructor if they can help you to make that introduction. But my advice to you is to get right in front of that hiring manager and say who you are and just say a few nice things about the unit. I'm certainly not telling you to walk in there and say like, oh, please, I really want to get a job here. Can you hire me as soon as I graduate? No. My advice to you is to walk in and compliment the manager on how well their staff works together or how great of a unit it seems like it is for new nurses to work on. Or, wow, I heard so many of the patients complimenting your staff and just the nursing care that they're getting here. Because when you are complimenting the staff or the unit, you are ultimately complimenting that manager. They are the ones who are hiring the people. They are managing the floors. They are the leaders of that unit. So you don't have to compliment them, but just compliment like what you're seeing and how great of a clinical experience you've been having here and how this is making you really excited to graduate nursing school. And you're so thankful that you had the opportunity to be on the floor and to be working with nurses that are so willing to teach. And then, you know, see where the conversation goes. And they might give you their card. They might give you their contact information. They might just say, thank you. Okay, I'm really busy now. But you at least got yourself in front of that hiring manager. And I promise you, that alone will make you stand out. And now, if you do this earlier on in your clinical rotation, then my next piece of advice is before you are leaving that unit for the last time, go talk to that manager again, say thank you again, and then if you are bold enough to ask for their information, see if they'd be willing to give it to you and say that you really love this experience and you'd be so interested to hear if there's any positions open when I am set to graduate in 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is. And if they do happen to give you that information, go home, write them an email, just very brief, following up with whatever you talked about, saying thank you, reminding them when you're graduating, and just say that you will be looking forward to reaching out to them in the future. And now you have to do this now, right now, when that manager remembers you, not in 3 months, not in 6 months, not in a year when you graduate, because they will never remember you, maybe. But chances are there are so many nursing students that go through that if you don't really make a loud point to stand out, you probably won't. Because the kicker of this then is later when you are about to graduate, you can follow up on that exact thread that you emailed them however many months ago with just a quick follow-up email saying like, I'm getting ready to graduate. I did really well in school. Here's my resume. Here's my cover letter. Please let me know if there are any positions opening in the future. It would be such a privilege to start on your unit. Boom. This is something that I really, really wish I would have done. I didn't read about this tip until much later into nursing school, and I had already gone through one clinical that I loved so much, but we had our clinical day on a Saturday, so the manager was never there. And I really, really wish I had gotten her email or had just walked in on a day of the week and just said thank you in person, because these are the things that show initiative and show your eagerness to learn and to just step outside your comfort zone. Like, I'm sure they will look at that and know that that wasn't exactly easy, but will probably be very impressed by it. So please do not miss out on a floor that you really, really love and could see yourself working on, because I tried really hard to get a job on that floor. I stayed in contact with one of the nurses and I still just didn't have any luck getting a job there. And of course, everything works out the way it's supposed to, but at the same time, if you can help to secure a position earlier on, I think that is amazing. So my next piece of advice for you will be to pull out your resume that you used to get into nursing school, open up a new document, and start a new draft of your professional nursing resume. Because the resume that you use to apply for nursing positions is going to be very different than the one that you use to get into school. And you're gonna wanna have all your clinical experiences with whichever floors you were on, whichever hospitals you were at, any certifications that you are earning along the way. And just keep this easily accessible so you can update it along the way in real time in nursing school. And then while you're working on this updated resume, I want you to keep a separate page of all your clinical experiences that you're having. What are some of the skills that you're learning? What situations have you seen? What types of patients have you worked with? I mean, going on to a surgical floor that's considered med-surg is very different than going on an oncology floor that's also considered med-surg. So writing a few details about the things that you're seeing and experiencing will really help later when you need to think of stories or just have talking points of some of the stuff that you saw. Maybe you got to see a wound vac be changed. Maybe you got to see a bedside thoracentesis. Maybe a respiratory therapist explained to you what high flow is and showed you parts of the machine. Maybe you had one patient at a clinical that had a PEG tube and you had to crush all their meds and set up their tube feeds. During one of my rotations, I got the chance to go down to the emergency department and shadow a nurse down there for a day. And I got to witness a trauma come in, and the nurse was really cool and just stood me in the corner and was just like, here, watch everything. And the patient went into respiratory distress and I got to watch them intubate right there in front of me. And I remember going home after this experience and just writing down a few little things that I remembered about the situation and kind of how I felt during it. And later I was able to bring that up and talk about it during an interview, which I'm sure I would have remembered anyway. But I think sometimes writing these things down was really helpful later when I needed to jog my memory. I just think life is so busy and everything's moving so fast that if you never stop to write a few things down or make a point to really try to remember something, it's so easy to experience life and immediately be on to the next thing. And there's just parts that we kind of forget. And even if this is like a little too overwhelming to always go into a Word document, just start a note on your phone with an ongoing list of the things that you're seeing and experiencing during your clinical days. So that way, every week you can leave, go to the note, write down a few things that you saw that day, maybe put the date, maybe put where you were at, and then just keep it there to the side. Because I promise you, someday when you go to sit for an interview and that hiring manager is asking you for specific examples, name a time when you saw something that really overwhelmed you, name a situation that you had to speak up in. And I promise by having a list of things that you've seen and done in clinical will really help to jog your memory and will give you real life examples to help make your interview go so much smoother. But by the end, you're going to look back at nursing school and it's going to look like one massive blur. And if you don't ever take the time to really make a point to remember those things, I promise it's going to be a lot easier to just gloss over and forget. So as you know, I'm a floating nurse and I'm actually so nuts that I have this ongoing note on my phone of every shift that I work and what floor I go to. And then like a few random little things to help me remember that day that I will just quickly put in as I'm leaving work that day, just in case something ever comes up or somebody has a question for me, I will be way more likely to be able to remember it. I just really don't want to forget all my shifts as a nurse, even if people think I'm nuts when I tell them I do this. Okay, and so while throughout nursing school, you're writing down all these experiences that you're having on the same wavelength, I really encourage you to keep an ongoing list of all your clinical instructors, their contact information, what semester or quarter you worked with them, and at what location. Again, once you are getting ready to leave and graduate, it is really annoying to try to go back into all your emails and to find that one instructor and then to reach out to them asking for a letter of recommendation. Because by the end of school, you're going to have so much that you need to do. You're going to have to pass your exit exam that if you just already have these things listed and you decide you need a letter of recommendation and you want to ask your PEDS instructor from like 10 months ago, who was really sweet and works at the same place you're trying to get a job, go ahead and reach out to her early on. And if you give plenty of notice, I'm sure she would be happy to write a letter for you. But sometimes I think if we have to do all this extra work of going back and finding this information, it really makes us just not want to do it. And then as I finished each of my clinical rotations and our instructor had to go in and write some comments about us and submit it, I guess somewhere to our school, I remember taking screenshots of what they said about me and also saving that to a document. So later, I was able to compile all the things that my clinical instructors had said about me, and I was able to incorporate that into a little portfolio that I used while I was trying to get a job. I mean, this is something that I do even as a working professional. I will always try to save my evaluations and anything that my managers have said about me, because you never know in the future when you will need to just draw on something someone had said about you, or a way that you really stood out that maybe you don't actually see about yourself. But again, if you are going in for an interview, you can look over this and remind yourself of the ways that you did stand out and how you impressed your clinical instructors. And remember that you are such a team player and that you are like the mother hen of the group and you love looking out for other people. So my point is just to try to keep up with these things while you're in nursing school and do something now that your future self is definitely going to say thank you for. Because I promise when you try later to go back and find all these things that people wrote about you or find someone's phone number from a year and a half ago, for one, it's just going to make you not want to do it. And two, it really might be hard and a waste of time when during this you are already working with that instructor and can just pull out that information and just keep it to the side. And then finally, my last piece of advice that I'll leave you with is to spend some time really thinking about where you want to work when you're done. Do you want to stay in the same city that you're in? Do you already know exactly which hospital you want to work in? Do you think you want to move to a whole new city? Like, no matter what the answer is, again, it only has to be the right thing for you. And if you want to work in a big city teaching hospital, I'm definitely going to tell you to go for it. You don't work this hard for your degree and your license to just settle at a job that you are not proud of yourself for. So while you're in school, really take some time to think about this. And then when you have an idea, start just very casually looking at some of their information. Because as a new grad, you are probably going to want a hospital that has a residency program. Take a look at what the application process looks like. What requirements do you need for the job? Do you definitely need your BSN or will your associate's degree work? Do they have any deadlines for applying? Are you allowed to apply before graduating or before having your license? And then maybe skim on Glassdoor to see what the general pay is, if that's something that matters to you. But through my experience, I remember seeing that some hospitals only hire new grads like twice a year, maybe every other month. Maybe they only hire like one time of the year for new grads to start in their residency program. And if that's the case and you're not graduating until September, but the deadline is August, like go ahead and reach out to a recruiter and try to apply. I really don't think there's any harm in trying to apply earlier and at least putting yourself out there. I mean, worst comes to worst, they just say no, and then you can know the answer and move on. Or if not, you might find that if you're a really great candidate, they might find ways to make exceptions or to bend deadlines. But if you don't ask, the answer is always no. So just start to get a feel for what's out there. And again, look on Glassdoor and see if people wrote about what the interview was like or what the application process was like. People will write feedback about the CEO and working conditions. And I think that's all really valuable information for you, especially if you're not like super 100% familiar with that exact hospital. And then piggybacking right off of this, I will encourage you to start following these hospitals' social media accounts and also to get yourself a LinkedIn. I mean, I don't know about you, but I always assumed that LinkedIn was just for businessy marketing, finance, business people. And I was like, okay, well, that's definitely not me. So why would I get a LinkedIn? Turns out that there are tons of recruiters and job postings, hiring events that are really heavily marketed on LinkedIn. So once I learned this, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get me a LinkedIn and I'm gonna start adding everybody I know. I added the people that I went to high school with, to college with, that I met in Philly, nurses that I've met. I mean, I literally added people that I competed with in gymnastics like 15 years ago. I added my ex-boyfriend's brother's girlfriend. I started adding recruiters from hospitals that I was interested in. I mean, I was just trying to build up this network with as many people as I could. And I started following like all these big Philly hospitals and started seeing like all these job postings, recruitment events, virtual recruiting things. And I was blown away at the amount of money and effort that goes into marketing when I think some nurses don't even really know that much about it. So go ahead, grab yourself a LinkedIn early on, start adding whoever looks familiar to you. They actually say that most 20-somethings will get their next job through loose connections. It's not necessarily your best friends or your family. It might be that friend of a friend that you met that one time at a football tailgate in college, or your mom's friend from work that has a sister that's a nurse in Philly who might not really know much about you, but would just know that you're coming from a solid reference that I'm sure they'd be willing to vouch for you. Yes, we lean on our close friends and our family for so much, but that circle only goes so far. So LinkedIn was a really cool place where you get to see like all these connections and first degree and second degree. And you know, you realize that the world is way more connected than you even realize. And your next job could be just like one friend away. And then I'll encourage you to do the same thing on Instagram and Facebook. I mean, I know hospitals now are really pushing their marketing and their social media presence, that if you can get following these pages early on, you know, and every once in a while, throw them a like or a comment. And you know how all these algorithms work. If they see you are interested in these kinds of topics, you know they're going to keep feeding you the same thing. And if you keep applying and reaching out, eventually something will break and you will get a real recruiter to message you back or get a real call from somebody. But again, this comes from starting nice and early and being clear with yourself on where you want to work and in what kind of environment do you want to work in. So guys, I know getting your first job is super exciting, it is super overwhelming, and I really want to see you get into a place that you love, because your nursing foundation is so important and your first exposure to nursing as an RN can really influence your whole start to your career. And I think by just starting this whole process early, you can avoid just like willy-nilly applying anywhere and just settling for any job, because you worked way too hard for that license to be settling anywhere. So again, no matter where you are in nursing school or how far along you are, give yourself the best chance to have that successful start to your career. Build these connections, stand out, take notes on all of your experiences and the people that you're meeting so you can set your future self up to be in the best possible place. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Keep pushing yourself through nursing school. You can do this. I promise there is light at the end of the tunnel and you will be so proud of yourself looking back at this experience. Feel free to reach out to me at NurseDuda on Instagram. I would totally appreciate if you could like and subscribe to the show. And if you have a moment to leave a rating or review, it would mean so much. Good luck out there. And as always, I hope you have an amazing day and may you find light in every shift. Until next time.